from the newsroom at news.com.au.
G'day there, I'm Andrew Bucklow.
And I'm Natalie Brown.
And this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Thursday the 22nd of February.
It's been revealed how much the Woolworths CEO will be paid when he steps down from the top job later in the year. Brad Banducci will take home a share portfolio worth $24.4 million.
Well, nice.
He's also likely to get a $6.5 million salary payout.
It's
must
depressing,
be nice.
Isn't it? Yeah. In WA now, the former Bishop of Broome has been charged with multiple historical sex offences. 74-year-old Christopher Saunders has been charged with 2 counts of sexual penetration without consent, 14 charges of unlawful and indecent assault, and 3 counts of a person in authority indecently dealing with a child between the ages of 16 to 18.
Overseas now, a US spokesman had a pretty sassy response when asked about a recent gift Vladimir Putin gave Kim Jong-un. The Russian president reportedly gave the North Korean leader a luxury car. Here's what US State Department spokesman Matthew Miller had to say about that.
So I did see that report. I actually, frankly, didn't know there was such a thing as a Russian luxury car. I hope Kim got the extended warranty.
Well, that was sassy, wasn't it?
Yes.
Heavens to Betsy. To sport now, 28-year-old AFL star Angus Brayshaw has retired from the game due to concussion issues. He suffered several heavy knocks during his career, with doctors advising him after a recent brain scan that he should give up the game for good. Brayshaw still had another 5 years to run on his contract.
We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
Anthony Albanese was put on the spot on Sydney radio station 2Day FM this morning. After confirming that he's going to Taylor Swift's concert tomorrow night, the Husey, Ed and Erin breakfast show got a caller on the line who begged the PM for his ticket.
I would do anything for these tickets. I will campaign for you. What do you want
from
me?
I swear to God. What do you reckon, PM? Poor Natalie. Is she a chance?
I've been crying for weeks.
Hang on. I reckon 2Tay FM can sort you out.
You are
Natalie.
You played that so well, PM.
He did handle that well, didn't he, Bucky?
I would be so filthy at Today FM for doing that to him.
I would be mad.
Not fair on Albo. And finally, Taylor Swift's boyfriend Travis Kelce arrived in Sydney this morning on the singer's private jet.
Ooh.
The aircraft's journey was the number one most tracked flight worldwide during its descent, with close to 10,000 people watching it online. I have no idea why.
Neither do I. That's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
If you're listening, Travis, hi.
Follow or subscribe to From the Newsroom
wherever you get your podcasts.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are 2 incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.